The meeting will come back to order. First thing on our agenda for this afternoon is the President's Report.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The last 6 years, we at Chicago State, and me personally, we've had a journey. And it's been a very fulfilling journey. One of the most fulfilling journeys I have had throughout my life. And you can add the word rewarding. I am blessed to have had the opportunity to work with a staff, a team of individuals, have had the opportunity to work with faculty that strive for excellence, and I am blessed to have been able to serve a student body for the last 6 years. And I must add, it has been a journey. It's not an event. This is not me talking about my plans for retirement. This is more so talking about succession planning. We have achieved many things. The 10-year accreditation, the accreditation of our 10-year, the accreditation of our North Central, the accreditation of NCAA in terms of our athletic department. We have been able to right-size our enrollment. We chose quality versus quantity. We have been able to raise the academic standards of our university. We have been able to put in place policies where policies either did not exist or they were ignored. That's both personnel policies, fiscal policies, and policies as it relates to students. We've negotiated a number of contracts to the benefit of both sides, of both entities. And all of this has been done keeping students at the center, keeping academics up front. I have probably not enjoyed myself so much as I look back since I was a little child. This has been really a fulfilling and enjoyable experience. It's a journey. But one very important part of this journey is succession planning. It is something that this university, Chicago State University, has not been able to successfully do for decades. And if there's one thing we want to accomplish in the next year to year and a half, is putting in place a succession plan that is transparent, that is accountable, that speaks to the quality of academics, that speaks to the embracement of the community, and ultimately speaks to solving not just the academic challenges, but the societal challenges that we are faced with in 2016. Once again, so succession planning is key. There was a guy named Silas Purnell. Some of you may not know him. There was a lady named Dr. Barbara Sizemore. Some of you may not know her. But these are two of the greatest educators that have ever walked throughout this great country. They are responsible for hundreds of thousands of individuals being educated, being given an opportunity where no one else would give them an opportunity. I was blessed when I became chancellor of the City Colleges of Chicago. 2 weeks after becoming chancellor, Salas and Barbara Sizemore called me and said, let's go to lunch. Long story short, at that lunch, they said two things. They said, Doc, strive for excellence. You may be criticized, but you'll always be able to look in the mirror the next morning as long as you strive for excellence in terms of the standards for your university, your expectations from your administrative team, your expectations from your faculty, your overall goal. Silas said, excellence, you must strive for. The last thing they said was, leave while they still want you. Don't stay too long. And I'm blessed to have a board that has, not only have I embraced my board has embraced me. They extended my contract 2 years ago. They have been extremely supportive of the vision that we have at this university. And I've had the opportunity to have open discussions with my board with regards to succession planning and how important it is for this university. So, once again, this journey, we're at a very key point in the journey. We're going to talk about, for the next year, year and a half, succession planning. But we also, and those of you who know me and know me well, I still got some things on this journey that we're going to accomplish. My board has challenged me and said, Doc, we got a couple of things we still must do. You can't just put it on cruise control now. So we will be 150% engaged. I will be 150% engaged this next year and a half to ensure that I continue to serve this community, meet the goals and mission as stated. And the book for this month, Black History Month, is Carter G. Woodson, Miseducation of the Negro. We all know Carter G. He, professor at the University of Chicago, he was an Omega man.
Alpha.
He wanted to be an alpha.
And he was one of the great, one of the great historians of this nation. In his book, Miseducation of the Negro, he said, if you control a man's mind, you do not have to tell him to go to the back door. And I see a couple of my historians in the audience now, and they can finish this quote. You don't have to tell him to go to the back door. His what? His very nature, if you control his mind, will what? Direct him to that back door. And if there is no back door, he will make one. My job, they call me president of a university. I'm a doorman. My job is to make sure that my students never, ever go in the back door. And I thank you as faculty and staff to ensure that they will always go in the front door to live up to what Carter G. Woodson stated as our challenge for this century. And it's obvious that it's our challenge now. It was the challenge for the 20th century. It's now the challenge for the 21st century. So with that, let me thank you. I look forward to a very robust year and a half. And Mr. Chairman, thank you, sir.
And thank you, Dr. Watson. As you said, today is a day for succession planning, and not to honor Dr. Watson and give him all the accolades that he deserves. Over the next year and a half, I'm sure we'll have time to do that appropriately. But are there any brief comments by board members before I move on to the next topic? Hearing none, Dr. Watson said that our succession planning is going to be a transparent process. In that regard, we're going to establish a presidential search committee, and that committee will make recommendations to the board. That committee will be chaired by Trustee Zoller. The committee will be made up of 5 faculty members, 5 administration people, 2 civil service people, 2 board members, 1 alumni, 1 foundation, 2 students, 1 undergrad and 1 grad, and 1 community person. All of those different stakeholders groups will hear from Trustee Zoller very shortly in terms of the process of naming the members to this committee. And it is our goal at our March 6th meeting to announce a search firm and to announce who the members of the President's Search Committee will be. Any board members have any comments? Hearing none, at this time we'll open up to public comment. As you know, today is the first day of our new procedures regarding public comment. They've been posted, they've been read twice, they've been voted on twice. Under the new procedure, people who want to comment publicly have to sign up. The sign up is 1/2 hour before the board meeting starts to the start of the board meeting. For today's meeting, there was only one person that signed up for public comment, and that's Dr. Thomas Lyons.
Thank you very much, Trustee Young. My name is Thomas Lyons. I was the director of the HIV/AIDS Research and Policy Institute until January 23rd, and at which time the institute was dissolved. I'm now an associate professor in the Department of Health Studies. I was going to talk about the institute and its achievements over the past 5 years that I was the director. But I learned yesterday something that I would like to share with the board. In March of last year, a student, a former student by the name of Willie Preston, came to the board meeting, approached this microphone, stated his name, and said that he was the legitimately elected student trustee. He was taken away by the police. He was held overnight at the Cook County Jail. He was charged with criminal trespassing and violating an order of protection that was placed against him by Angela Henderson, the then interim provost. He pled not guilty to those charges. Yesterday, he was cleared. He was found not guilty of those charges. On December 19th, the order of protection was vacated by the circuit court ab initio. And so I wanted you to know that because he really respected the board. He wanted to come here to express his opinions about what was going on at Chicago State. He obviously can't be here. He's still expelled from the university, and he's still not able to access the university. So I think that it was important for me to let you know that. And I do hope that somehow...
Time.
Okay, thank you.
At this time, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Lake?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Williams?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
You don't have the trustees on there, too?